Well, hello, hello, and welcome to After the Show. I'm Crystal Vilkaitis, and this is all about discussing and going deeper on this week's episode. I hope you had a chance to listen to this week. I talked to Alex, who created Couch.com, and we talked about some very unique things that we haven't discussed on the show yet. And so I know that our listeners are going to love it. If you haven't listened, go back, listen, then listen to this, because I'm going to go deeper on today's episode. And we're changing up our format a little bit with After the Show. And I'm going to pick one of my biggest takeaways from this week's episode, from this week's guest, and go deeper on that versus kind of going deeper on the full episode. And so for me in this episode, the big takeaway and the thing that I was like, oh, I think there's so much opportunity in this, I did have several of those, but the biggest one for me was brand collaboration and brand partnership. And there's a lot of different things you could do there. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it today in After the Show. Now, before I dive in, if you're watching this on Facebook, say hello, chat in. Where are you listening in from? Where are you in the world? I want to know. I'm in Northern Colorado as I'm filming this. And if you're catching this, the replay, just type in replay. I always love seeing you there. If you're not a part of our Rooted in Retail Facebook group, what are you waiting for? That's where all the conversations are happening. You can go to Facebook, search for Rooted in Retail, join the group, introduce yourself, show us a picture of your store. I can't wait to meet you and see you in the group. Now, at the very beginning of this week's episode, our commercial was talking about one of our sponsors for Evolve, Wizard of Ads, and the cool thing they're giving Evolve attendees, which is a free website audit valued at $1,000. You're getting a free website audit just by going to Evolve for $1,000. That in itself can pay for its ticket, the thing that you learn and getting access to that. I also wanted to give a shout out. We have Georgianne Bender with Kaiser and Bender, who's going to be speaking at Evolve about merchandising, store displays. I love Georgianne's content. She always gives so much gold when it comes to merchandising. And she made a pretty epic offer for Evolve attendees as well, which is you could bring a picture of maybe an area of your store, something that maybe you're kind of wanting some feedback on the display, on how you have it all merchandised, the flow, and reach out to George while you're there at Evolve, pull her aside, show the picture. She said she's happy to give you some free feedback. That's pretty awesome. So just by coming to Evolve, look at the things you're going to get from the other people, in addition to the epic content, agenda, speakers. Oh my gosh, I just can't wait for Evolve. If you haven't gotten your ticket yet, go to crystalmediaco.com/Evolve. And I've been seeing some conversations in our Rooted in Retail Facebook group of people asking, are you going to Evolve? I'm going to Evolve. There's these fun friendships that are happening that get to meet each other at Evolve. So I can't wait to see you there as well. All right, let's dive in. So I want to talk about this brand collaboration because, like I said, I see a lot of opportunity for retailers to do this. It's a different way of thinking about our business, our marketing. It gives you a whole new content to be leveraging for your marketing. And so I kind of wanted to break this down a little bit and give some simple and easy things to do, and then maybe a little bit more complex, depending on the kind of store you are, what you sell, price point, location, the brands you sell now will all kind of vary on how you can leverage these. But I think that there's some good ideas in what I'm going to share here that you could take away, even if it was just one. I think that could really help you. And so the first, which we've talked about on the show before, is doing in-store pop-ups or you doing a pop-up somewhere else. And actually in like an hour from now, I am doing an interview with somebody who is like a pop-up expert and is creating all these cool pop-up and pop-in experiences all over the country. So that's going to be coming out, I believe, in May. Be on the lookout for that episode. But this is where, if you have a brand that you're wanting to sell, thinking about selling, maybe are selling, you could do something in a much bigger way with that brand. This could also be a maker, a local artisan. You know, there's just totally depends on your store. But this is where they could come in and do this big pop-up event in your store. It sort of makes me think, if we were to look at a big box example of this, how I believe it was Sephora is now in Target and in Kohl's. So, or both. I might be butchering that a little bit, but I think you understand what I'm saying. A makeup brand and beauty line, a big beauty store, has like their own mini stores in these big stores. And so that's something that you could do with these brands that you do carry or want to create that relationship with. And then that creates content for your social media. That is an event you could be promoting. It could be a one-day thing. It could be a week long, a month long. Maybe you're partnering in the sense that Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in October, and maybe there's this really incredible line that percentage of every product sold goes back to breast cancer research. And so you're going to have them do a pop-up in your store for the whole month of October. And then we're using that as content through our emails and our social media to really promote that event. So look at those ways that maybe you could even align it, like I just gave that example with the calendar, align it with an event, align it with the time of year, and then do some of those unique things. Of course, you can flop this too and have you be in other people's businesses. So is there an opportunity for you to pitch other local stores that you would do a pop-up? Could it be one weekend? Could it be a whole month long? Could you have your own little like cute display and sign? And this isn't going to work very well for like big furniture brands. Alex really it comes from that furniture world, as you learned in this week's episode. But if you have some of those smaller pieces where you could be doing some pop-ups in other people's stores, or maybe there is a big store and you can bring in a couple of big items that would work well for you. So this all just depends on the type of retailer you are, but I think there's a lot of opportunity there. The next thing is co-branded social media campaigns. There's so many different ways that you could be doing this. If we keep it simple and easy, if you just think of one business, let's say that you're local, you're trying to focus on foot traffic, local exposure. Think about one business in your area that shares your same customer, and you just reach out to them and maybe go to their business, sit down with them, and say, "Hey, I'm really looking at growing my reach and getting some new customers and just like being known more in our community. And you and I share the same customer. And I have this idea of us doing the social media campaign together to kind of like leverage each other's audiences, where I'll be promoting you and you'll be promoting me. And I just feel like it'd be this fun win-win for our customers." And so I think that's a really good idea. I think that business that you sit down with would love to do it, because then they're getting exposure to your audience as well. That's what this is all about, these brand collaborations. It's all about getting access to other people's audiences or creating something unique in your store to promote, to get that exposure and sell more. So I think that's an easy thing. And then when you're doing these social media campaigns, I mean, you could do contests. You could just do standard posts where it's endorsements, it's recommendations. Each of you could exchange an offer for each other's audiences. You guys could do an event together. You guys could do an actual collab post on Instagram where it would display on both of your profiles. You could do takeovers where you're taking over, let's say, the local florist, and that florist is taking over your Instagram. And so for a whole day or even a whole week, there's a bunch of stories from each other. Let's say you have a gift shop and you take over the florist Instagram. And so every day you're signing in and you're posting stories about kind of behind the scenes of like really great gifts for Easter or Easter decoration. Easter's coming up very soon. Maybe there's Memorial Day, there's summertime. What about birthdays in May? Okay, anybody who has a birthday in May, I've got just the thing that you want to give them. And that could be your like Monday takeover on the florist page. And then Tuesday, maybe you want to talk about something else. And think of those pain points. Think of those, what goes on in people's head that they want that content for, and share those things. Be the expert, be engaging, and share those tips. That's a fun way to do it in those takeovers or those collab posts. You guys could email for each other, sending out a special offer. Now, you wouldn't give your email list to the person you're collabing with. They would just send an email endorsing you, suggesting people go visit you. And then also, I've seen things work well in the past too, where you could do what's called a social media loop, and you could have several local businesses. Let's say we pick five. You're one of the five. So you find four other, and each of you post a graphic that has each of all five businesses' logos. And in it, you're tagging and you're saying, "Go follow these four other local businesses." And then once you follow all five of us, DM one of us or tag us or share it done, you know, follow it all five. And then you just need to make sure logistically who's going to be tallying these votes and gathering these people. You could also have them enter their email address once they followed all five. Give us your email. Then you all share that email. And then you're entered to win this epic gift basket that all five of us contributed to. Make it good. Make it juicy. People are excited. You know, that. So then that way they kind of loop. They go through and they look for that. And everybody posts the same graphic. So don't change the graphic. All five of you have the exact same graphic. So the customer is going to each of the Instagrams, finding that exact same graphic, following, they like that graphic. Maybe you want them to comment on it. That way you get that engagement. So lots of things you could do with co-branded social media campaigns. Actually, the last thing I'll add on to that is you could have, let's say you find a local business that shares your same customer that you want to get in front of. And maybe it's a boutique down the road and they have a really active Facebook page. Maybe they're doing like clothing stores, boutiques. They do really great with Facebook Lives often. So you could say, hey, could I sponsor one of your Facebook Lives? Do you mind endorsing me? Do you mind if I like show up and say, hey, what's up in the beginning? Do you mind if I'm your model this week? And then I could kind of plug my business. So you could integrate yourself into their live. You could also, if they've got an active Facebook group or page, and if they're running ads, then you could say, hey, do you mind running an ad for me? I'll pay for it. Can you do a $200 ad spend? Have it still look like the retailer, their brand, it's on their page, but maybe there's some collab or they're promoting, hey, we new business in town. We love the new home decor store that just went up on Main Street. Go check them out here. And here's a special offer just for our audience. They're advertising it, but you're paying for the ad spend. Maybe you're willing to do a vice versa on that and do a swap there too. So again, there's so many things you could do with the social media campaign swap there. Think creatively. And the key is really finding that right partner for you. Another easy thing you could do, cross promo deals. Find the right business, the right local business to do this with and exchange deals. I just gave you a bunch of different ways you can do that, like ways you could promote the exchanged promo. But also, what about brands that you sell? Can you work with them? Let's say, I know some brands are easier than others, and you're going to know better than I am what brands are easier to work with. But let's say you sell Yeti, and you go to Yeti and you say, hey, we want to do something really special. Can we get a special discount for this specific color because it matches our brand? And are you willing to do something for us so we can mark it down? And then we're going to do a whole big promo. We're going to be emailing. We're going to do ads. We're going to do reels. We're going to do TikToks. Show them the value because the brand wants to see the value and show them like this is really great brand exposure for you. Are you willing to maybe give us some free product or discount on our order for all of these? So there's some cool ways. That's not necessarily a cross promo because they're not going to be promoting your deal, most likely. But they could be offering special pricing for you in exchange for you promoting their brand. Another idea is brand ambassadors. I love this idea. I used to work for a company and we had our own ambassadors. And these are like free volunteers that are willing to spread the awareness about your business. And I think that depending on your store, especially if you have a strong brand right now and that people really want to be a part of it, people love being ambassadors and you could send them a t-shirt, like some swag, a sticker or a hat and package it. So it's really easy and simple. And you have your requirements of our brand ambassadors post about us once a week and they come into the store once a month and they attend an event or they invite their audience to events, whatever you want these brand ambassadors to do for you, just kind of break it down. And if they're saying like, yes, I'm willing to do that, I would almost have them like sign, yes, I would love to do that. Boom, here's your merch. Here's everything you need. And you maybe even like honor and feature your brand ambassadors on your social, maybe even in your store so they feel super special. In exchange, you're giving them a gift card or something. There's got to be an exchange. So do they get some credit to use in the store? And then there they go. And I just last Friday, Dustin and I met with the Loveland Chamber. And they were saying how ambassadors are such a strong part of building the chamber. You've got to have those people that really believe in what you're doing, and those sneezers that I call them, the people that they sneeze and they spread the word. They're influential. They've got a lot of people. They love talking. They love networking. They're extroverted. They go to all the events and they're always out there. Like, those would be really good brand ambassadors. Those are your sneezers. So those are some ways to do some collaborations that are easy. If we talk maybe something that's a little bit bigger or harder, exclusive product launches or custom products. So let's stay on the case of Yeti. Do you go to Yeti and say, we want our own color? We have this very specific pink in our brand. Will you make it for us? Instead of just, we're going to use what you already have existing, will you make us something special? I think for certain brands and lines, and depending on the volume and the size of your store, this could be really something that sets you apart, that could be really fun, I think, and create a lot of great content and a lot of great exposure for the store, like newsworthy, interesting things that you could be sharing with a cool collaboration like that. Depending on the brand, and if it's a big, well-known brand, it could turn into like a media outlet, like news, that you could write a press release and submit, and that you're getting that kind of coverage. Like, in our small town, this retailer, local retailer on Main Street, partnered up with Enter In Big Brand, and they're doing something so incredible. You can only get the product here. How lucky are we? Really raise this incredible awareness for it, I think would generate a lot of traffic and some good sales there too. You could also do integrated loyalty programs. So ideally, you already have loyalty programs, but this is where if you sell those consumer known brands, or like you kind of have these one-off, like these, maybe they're not big brands, but you sell these brands and people just love them in your store. You could have specific loyalty tags in your program that anybody who buys Pandora or Vera Bradley or whatever, Yeti, those brands, you see, oh, you're buying a Vera Bradley bag. Are you on our Vera Bradley exclusive loyalty? And then they're like, no, tell me more, because they love Vera Bradley. So they want to be on the loyalty of it versus your general store loyalty. So, you know, how you break this down is up to you. Do they have to already be on your loyalty program? And then you add them to the super special secret exclusive brand loyalty? Or can they just join any of the loyalty programs that you have going? But then that's a way for you to segment. And on next week's episode with my guest, Miranda, with Cloud9 Pajamas, which I just loved our conversation. She talks about how she makes money in her sleep through segmenting. And so this is a perfect example. Let's say you've got your email list of 5,000 people. Imagine if every person on that list, all 5,000 people, were tagged for the brands that they've bought in your store, that they love those brands. And then you can just pull those tags. And once you get the new brand in, you pull the however many people are on that tag, that let's say 500 of the 5,000 are on that tag. I'm going to send them an email because I just got in this brand new brand they love that they've bought before that I know they shop, and get it before it's gone. Like, that's how we're making money in our sleep. So that's a really smart strategy, those integrated loyalty programs. AR experiences, augmented reality. This is more complex for sure, but I think we're going to see more and more of it over the next 5 years. And Alex talked a little bit about this on the show too, where he talks about putting on these headsets and you're able to, well, more so he was talking about the Wayfair example, where you can put couches in your living room and you could take these pictures, or you could take these apps and see furniture in your space. Well, with augmented reality, it's where we're actually putting on the I'm thinking of VR, virtual reality, which, let's go to VR for a second here. Virtual reality, if people were putting on a headset, or you can do this just through their phone. So if you don't want to have a headset that people have to put on and off, and you have to clean it and whatever, you could also have people scan a QR code, and then all of a sudden they see a new world in your store. Well, you don't have to build that world. Have the brand build the world. So I think, and maybe I should develop this. But here's a really smart idea, in my opinion, for Legos. So for toy stores, what if Lego created this really cool augmented reality or virtual reality where basically the VR, the virtual reality, is going to be the headset. The augmented reality is going to be like phone. And what if they created one of those reality experiences in your store for kids to, and even the adults, adult kids at heart, to play in and experience and see, go into a whole Lego world and see different colors and different sculptures and different ideas. And then it could change for different holidays. What if you had this thing that they could scan and they see an Easter bunny made of Legos? I think that that's a really cool way that the brand, like the retailer, isn't going to build that out, most likely. Not the small mom and pops and indie retailers that listen to this show. You're most likely not building that out. But if you're big, if the brand you carry built that out for you, I bet you would put signage in your store and have people scan, and your customers would love it. And it's next level. So I think we're going to see more of that. And I think you have an opportunity to be one of the first to go to these brands, say, hey, I have a really smart idea. Maybe you want to say, I got it from Crystal. I'm rooted in retail. Would you develop something like this? And obviously that might take a little bit of time. Maybe they're already working on something, but it's a way to set you apart and create memorable experiences. And then finally, looking for brands that can help with community initiatives. This makes me think of Heidi, who has polka dots, and she also has polka dogs, and a part of some of the product sales go to her nonprofit for dog adoption. And is there an opportunity for bigger brands? What if Heidi said, I'm going to look to Pandora and see if they've got, what kind of dog themes do they have? Would they, so Heidi, as I'm recording this, I'm like, Heidi's episode that already went out in February. So go back and listen to episode 58 with Heidi if you haven't listened to that yet. Really good episode. And we talk about her nonprofit in there. And so her mascot is her dog Maverick. So could she go to Pandora, let's say, and they make a special charm for Maverick? But it's a much bigger thing to really raise awareness of maybe the whole state of Florida, not just Winter Garden, the whole state of Florida for dog adoption. Could there be like this Maverick Day that is in partnership with Polka Dogs and Pandora, and anything that's bought that day, it goes towards a portion to Polka Dogs, and then the rest goes to the Humane Society or another nonprofit that's helping dogs get adopted and taking care of our furry friends. So this, again, yes, this is more complex, but it could be a really amazing way for you to stand apart, do something different, do something memorable, and could potentially like really blow up your business. So if you find the right partner, find the right brand, and just really commit to that and build that out and promote it properly, some of these ideas I think could be really epic for your store. Here's some tips for just to kind of wrap this up. Start small. Just pick something that you feel like is pretty easy that you could collaborate on to leverage the brand's audience or to leverage that brand. Start small. It needs to align with your values first and foremost. So find those brands that really align with your values first. And then leverage local as much as you can. If you're really wanting that foot traffic, really, how could you leverage local? There's so much you could do from a local perspective, which we will talk about in my keynote day one at Evolve. And then, of course, you're tracking and analyzing. I always talk about the measure value versus complexity. So what was the value? How did it perform? What did we get out of it? Did that work well? And then the complexity, how hard was it? How easy was it? And then you can rate it and be like, okay, it was really easy to do and we got a lot out of it. Let's do it again. Or we didn't see a lot out of it. It was so hard to do. Is there something we could tweak and try again? Or do we need to kill it and we learn from it and we'll move on? So make sure that you're analyzing, tracking, and don't overcomplicate it. But there's a lot of opportunities here for that brand collaboration. And so that was my big takeaway from this week's episode. We talk about so much more in this week's episode. Alex was just a tremendous guest. And one thing that got brought up a couple of times was quizzes. So I thought about having this episode be all about quizzes for retailers, for you to create a quiz for your customers to take to help them buy, to help them engage with you, for you to get data. I didn't go that path, but I have a tool for you for quizzes that Mike, who's on my team, one of my ads managers, found. It's called Octane. AI.com, Octane, O-C-T-A-N-E, AI.com. And if you have a Shopify site, it can integrate and it can create a quiz for your Shopify store. So that's a little resource for you. This is where it pays to listen after the show because we go deeper. You get tools, you get strategies, and you get to spend more time with me. So thank you so much for being here. Like I mentioned, next week's episode is with Miranda from Cloud9 Pajamas. I've known Miranda for many years. You're going to love the things she shares. She really opens up about what they're doing, and they're so successful over there. These girls, these women, I say girls because like we all met when we were all in our 20s and now we're getting older and they're having kids and we've just evolved, right? They've really built an amazing business and she's sharing the ways that they're doing it and how she makes money in her sleep. So be sure to tune into that and remember that I'm rooting for your success. I'll see you next week. Bye.